A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was thinking about this gospel, I said, who is your enemy? Who's my enemy? And as I thought about it, I have people I don't like, people who are annoying to me and get in the way, people whose needs are overdone, but the personal notion of someone really being my enemy, I don't know. Enemies in the time of Jesus were the Romans and before them the Greeks, those who lorded it over people. And enemies today are somewhat what we are taught by our country and sometimes by our prejudice. But are not even our enemies people with families, those who really want the best for their children? Then again, I can be my own worst enemy. Sabotaging myself. Like Paul, I can say I do what I'd rather not do, and what I say I want, you know. Sometimes I'm not the best. But also, in our society and government right now, there's a tendency to paint those who disagree with us as an enemy to be fought on principle, a kind of persecution in word, and a refusal to talk or accept differences between different sides of an issue. Today's gospel calls us to be aware of those we paint as the enemy. To love and pray for them. This isn't easy. Jesus didn't just talk or heal the Jews. There was the centurion's plea, the Syrophoenician woman. Elijah healed the widow's son. And oh, God accepts us with our foibles and our incompleteness. God accepts us and lets us be different. Today, let's look at how we relate to ourselves, those we love, and pray that we might love and accept those parts of ourselves that are shadow side so that they can come into the light. But to pray also for those who challenge us with their thoughts and differences. Not that they may change, but that we may be more open and hear even the grain of truth they proclaim. That we may be as accepting as God is accepting and recognize that truth. As the rain falls on the just and the unjust, may our willingness to talk to each other and really hear bring about the rain of God a little bit more today, that the world may be flooded not with water, but with love.